Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Alpha Star Radio. I am your host, Linda. I hope everyone's having a wonderful weekend after such a crazy week. When I said there would be shocking news, there was shocking news. And I also said it would get worse after the election. As you can well see in the news, that the whole world has gone completely mad. And it has really tried my patience as a human being in a lot of ways, because I've done a lot of Facebook gardening in the last 48 hours. And, you know, I don't care who you voted for, but what I will not tolerate is a racist and a bigot. And a lot of you really showed your true colors, which some of you that I've done readings on, I've known this about yourselves. And sometimes situations in life bring out your true colors. So yeah, I had a little rant of my own the other day and said the F word, and I'm really sick of some of you here on Facebook. And as I am human, just like all of you listening to me today, I also said I was done giving peril to swine. It's an expression my teacher used to use. And I never knew quite what he meant by that, but I have been getting some advice, not just from the ancestors, but a couple of my old teachers have come at me and said, in the situation that we're in with this world, there are some people that need this knowledge and will accept this knowledge and will be open to it, and there are others who will laugh at you and ridicule you. And that's okay. It's okay to be ridiculed. I have big shoulders. I can handle it. So I have decided to no longer post this show on my public page, which is my personal page. And it's strictly, if you subscribe to Alpha Star Radio on Facebook, then you will get my two podcasts a month, and you will keep getting the information that I process through the stars. I do want to throw a shout out to a fellow light worker of mine, a brother from another mother, Chuck Banks, Charles Anthony. He offered to give me some of his airtime on Spreaker, and I want to accept, but I'm not quite sure how to use Spreaker yet. So in time, I might be doing some shows here and there on that network, but it was very gracious and kind of him, and he and I are really good friends, and I know who he voted for, and I'm still friends with him, because it's okay. It's okay. Yes, I know the world's in discord over this, and this is exactly what they want you to do, is be in discord. Now, I do worry a little bit, you know. There are certain things I see, and it's not so much Donald Trump that I worry about. It's actually the cabinet that he's picking that I worry about more than Donald Trump. With that being said, I am worried about his well-being. He's very vulnerable right now to assassinations or harm coming from to him or his family. I've seen some horrible, horrible things being posted in regards to him. And regardless of what we think of him, I would never want any harm to come to his family or him, for that matter, because he is kind of a lost soul, just like all politicians are. Now, with that being said, I've seen some horrible things said about Hillary Clinton, and they're just horrible as well. You know, just I know her history. I know Trump's history as well. It's all where you get your news sources from. But the hate's got to stop. That it's becoming more and more hateful, and I was supposed to run some dates from a friend of mine, Chuck, who I was just talking about, and I didn't get to do it, but I will post that he's seeing visions for May 12th through the 17th, 2017. I need to look into that, and I'll post all about that when I run those stars, but I got the information so late that I couldn't really do the chart on those time frames. But I just want everyone to, you know, hang in there. We're tough people. We can handle this. We'll get through it, good or bad. this has really shown my patience as well with certain people. Like I said, I'm human. I've gone on a few rants as well. But with that being said, luckily, I still have the airwaves and I can say what I have to say. But I am going to quote Nostradamus on one thing, and it's something he talks about in the Le Prophecies. This is his book he wrote before he died, over 1,000 quatrains. And a lot of it, I'm going to post something I saw on the History Channel as well. It's past, it already happened, but it was a show, very interesting, about Nostradamus and the election of 2016. Some of you may have already seen this. I watched it yesterday and found it very, very interesting. But whatever the outcome, there's a saying Nostradamus used, and that is, man must own his own fate. And with that being said, we have to understand that Pluto is in Capricorn right now. Pluto is the planet of death and rebirth. Capricorn is the government, represents the GOP. So there's a great many things in being changed right now within government, both good and bad. So hopefully things will get better, but I think they're going to get worse before they get better. And I think we're going to see some interesting news coming in the next couple of months. Anyway, I want to talk about positiveness because there's been so much negativity in the world the last few days. I want to talk about the supermoon, the new moon or the full moon that's coming to us on the 14th, a few days away. That's on Monday. And get my notes here. I found my glasses. For those of you who are reading my post on Facebook, I actually left them at a friend's house who I've been house sitting for. And sure enough, there were my glasses. We have a full moon coming in the beautiful sign of Taurus. This is going to take place on the 14th at 8:52 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, of course. And the focus with this moon, which is something we all really need right now, is to be on the practical side of things. Taurus, like Capricorn and Virgo, are about logic and reason. This is how their thought process is. It's about logic and reason, but also Taurus' ruling planet is Venus. So it's going to be about love and the financial aspects of things. You know, it's about the arts. So I always notice that whenever we have something going on in the sign of Taurus, especially a new or a full moon, beauty salons seem to get a little busier. Barbershops pick up a little bit. People want to, you know, beautify either themselves or their homes. You're more prone to buying decor for your house or picking out new carpeting or going and buying artwork. We're very driven by this during this time. And because of all the things that are going on in the world, I highly recommend it. I mean, go out Monday, tomorrow, get your hair done. Go get a pedicure or something. Beautify yourself. Go get a massage if you want. Taurus rules the world of massage as well. Do something that makes you feel better and let go of all the negative we've seen this week, because I knew it would be 10 shades of ugly. I knew it, but I just kind of sat back and watched. Also, with this, we also have it's a supermoon. And this is probably, I think, the last supermoon until, oh, God, what was it, 2034? I think it's 2034. This will be the next big supermoon. Now, for those of you who are wondering what a supermoon is, a supermoon occurs when the point of the moon's orbit is closest to Earth, basically. That's the simplest way I can explain it to anyone. The supermoon generally appears to be about 14 or 15% bigger in the night sky and 30% brighter. You'll see the next few days, if you go out and you moon gaze, the moon will be incredible. Big, beautiful, and forever glowing. The moon mother is shining. But this is a moon that, it's a good moon. It's something this world needs right now. I mean, yes, there are things that are going to happen in the world. I do see some pressure on fault lines and whatnot and possible earthquakes. But this is going to be a time, just go out and do something that makes you happy. That's what I'm trying to say with this full moon. But wherever Taurus resides in your chart, even if you are a Taurus, this will affect you by house and sign. This is also a good time to review all your financial endeavors. Okay, don't invest after the full moon, but if you're going to do any kind of investing, you've got, you know, your deadline is tomorrow evening, pretty much, or the wee hours of Monday morning before this goes into effect. But good things and incredible things could happen for a great many of you out there with this moon. Like I said, it affects us by house and sign. So I'll use myself as the example. My moon's going to be going through my fifth house. The full moon, super moon, will go through my house of love, romance, children, and creativity. If you're a Taurus, it's going to be right on you, your soul's purpose in life. And, you know, Tauruses are generally lucky by nature, so, you know, maybe play the lottery, you know. Doesn't always, the stars give us what we need, not what we want. Remember that. You're given what you need, not what you want sometimes. It's like the old Rolling Stones song, you can't always get what you want. Anyway, so like what I was trying to say is it will affect by house and sign. So I'll use Scorpio as an example as well. Scorpio will have this moon going right through their seventh house sector. The seventh house is marriage, partnerships, contracts. Some Scorpios may be getting a proposal come Monday or this weekend. There may be wedding bells for Scorpio coming. But wherever this moon falls by house and sign, you will feel its impact, mostly for the good. Now, if you feel the impact in a bad way, though, that sometimes it's a karmic thing, and it may not be from just this lifetime. It may be from a lifetime before, depending on things. It is good news all around, and I know this is a short and sweet broadcast. That's why I am thinking of maybe broadcasting on Chuck's network, because sometimes I like to do an hour. You know, I don't need to do 2 hours. I've done radio before, and I've done 2 hours, and sometimes an hour is just enough. A half hour sometimes is not enough, but I've got a lot of things going for the evening, so, and I do have a few people on with me. I don't know if they want to talk or call in. For some reason, my chat is not working, so I have absolutely no communication whatsoever. I'm going to assume they're just here to listen, unless they message me through Alpha Star and say, hey, I want to talk, I want to get on. I would like some of your feedback on what is happening in the world. It's nice to hear from others, but I know some of you might be a little shy, and that's okay as well. But I do want to also talk about something that came up, not also in the Nostradamus broadcast that was on the History Channel, but also something that was brought to my attention. For those of you who know me and know me well, you know that I've interviewed Greg Palast before. Greg Palast has a new movie out called The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. It's mostly shown in, like, independent film movie theaters. It's gotten some great reviews, and it was really great to, you know, I haven't seen it yet. I'm hoping it'll come to my area soon. But he kept talking, you know, it's kind of funny. There's a word that Trump used a month or two ago, and it's like almost like a Freudian slip is what I'm going to say here. It's a Freudian slip. Said the elections are rigged. Now, he wasn't that off base with that. General rule of thumb, and what I've learned from Mr. Palast is this, and for those of you who don't know him, you can Google him and see some of the incredible things he's done in the realm of independent journalism. When I say independent journalism, he does not take a political side. And it's amazing how mainstream media kind of pollutes our thought process in a great many ways. But check him out, because he posted an article, and I didn't share it on my Facebook wall because I felt that tensions were just way too high for me to throw that out there. I'd have every Republican that's a friend of mine after me and yelling at me, and I didn't want to start any more problems. But one thing I've learned from him and he's taught me is, and you guys can probably see this through the news, Democrats usually steal primaries. They steal from each other in elections. Elections have been rigged for a long, long time. Happened in 2000. It's happened before. And unfortunately, it did happen in this election as well, from what investigative journalists have shown. I think it was Ohio, North Carolina, and Arizona was another one. But he posted an article about this. And usually, Democrats steal from each other, as you can well see in the primaries with Bernie Sanders. And Republicans usually try and steal the big one, the big enchilada, which if I was going to steal an election, that's the one I'd steal too, the big one. But there is a little bit of evidence that shows that there was some election rigging, like we saw in 2000. The only difference is the Supreme Court picked the president. And, you know, anytime you have the popular vote and the popular vote loses out to the Electoral College, well, I've been saying this for 20 years, you've got to get rid of the Electoral College. It doesn't matter which candidate gets in and which party gets in. The Electoral College has to go because it's not the voice of the people. If you're going to vote, it should be on the voice of the people, not the Electoral College. But that's how it went, and that's how it happens. And sometimes things have to go that way. I do have one fear with President Trump, and that is, you know, he's born in June. He has I talk about the dragon head and tail. These are your 13th signs. They're deadly accurate. They really decipher your true identity, your true identity of yourself. He has a dragon's head in Gemini, and he has the tail in Sagittarius. He also has the moon in Sagittarius, placed right on his seventh house. The seventh house represents marriage, contracts, and partnerships. Sagittarius in its positive realm represents foreigners. He does not have a good relationship with foreigners, and you can see it unraveling in Europe with Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, and you're seeing riots in Berlin. You're seeing this globally. And I am glad he did. There's one thing that I'm glad that was put to sleep, and that was the TPP. That would have been a nightmare. That's a good thing, in my opinion. But that's just my opinion. That's the one thing I worry about, because he doesn't know any diplomacy, and his big mouth is going to get him in trouble. And I don't want to see us as the American people pay for it through chemical or biological warfare. I'm going to be completely candid with you right now, because the future does not look very bright for us, the people. And it has not to do necessarily with a financial and economic thing. We're always suffering with that, as the American population is. I'm just worried he's going to piss off the wrong people. And yeah, you do got to have some sort of tactfulness when you're dealing with, when you're the, you know, leader of the free world. You have to have a little tactfulness when you're dealing with foreigners. That doesn't mean you should be bullied by them. That's not what I'm saying, and I don't think that would happen with a Trump presidency. But what I am saying is, you better watch his tone, because the lives of a great many of us here in America reside here are going to pay the price, our children. So I hope he chooses his words very, very wisely, because it is a concern of mine. And with that being said, I have about 10 more minutes. I want to thank everybody that's listening to me this evening, and I'm really sorry I cannot get into my chat for some strange reason. I keep trying and trying, but it's not working. But anyway, I wanted to make sure everybody was doing okay after this crazy election. And the next new moon coming up, I believe, is the 29th of November. 29th of November, yes, and it's in Sagittarius, which my best advice right now to some of you. If any of you are thinking of buying your kid a pet for the holidays, as my 11-year-old's giving me this look, the new moon in Sagittarius is the absolute perfect time to bring home a new pet. It is blessed by the stars. Sagittarius rules the animal world, rules the natives, it rules foreigners. It is a perfect time to bring home a pet. You bring home a pet during those stars and you will have a very happy, healthy pet for a long, long time. Just a little advice, you know, if you're in the market to buy a new animal. And my youngest has been bugging me about getting a dog and I haven't committed yet, but we'll see what happens. The cats won't be very happy with this outcome. So it can't be a big dog. It'll have to be a smaller dog. But like I said, it'll be a great time when the new moon hits to invest in animals and things like that. And it's a good time to invest in philosophy and get out there and mingle a little bit during the new moon that's coming at the end of this month. But let's focus on the full moon. Go out there and soak up the rays or the lunar rays of the sun and take pictures, post them. It's going to be a beautiful couple of days, and it'll be very close to Earth, so you will feel its pull in a very positive way. And I do want to throw a shout-out once again to my good friend Chuck Anthony, Chuck Banks. He has a show called The Closet Medium, E30, Death the Show. You got to check that out. It is a great show. I get to hear it every now and again. Like I said, I've been so busy with my kids' volleyball schedule. Yeah, the kids doing sports, it gives you no time. And then when you become the team mom, you know, the team mom, you kind of get sucked into other things. It kind of takes you away from doing some of the things you like to do, like listening to some of your friends' radio shows. So, but check him out. It's a great show, and he is a great person, and he has some great books out I think some of you would like. And he is a psychic medium. So if you ever need a reading, I could steer you in his direction. But it has been great being with you guys for the last half hour or so. And thank God it's over. Hallelujah. But I think the worst is yet to come, as we are going to see the ugliness of mankind continue and continue and continue. Like I said, I've done a lot of gardening, Facebook gardening, in the last couple of days. And maybe it's the way I was raised. I was raised by, you know, both my mom and my dad, who were very religious. And the church they used to go to was predominantly African-American. So I've been surrounded pretty much my whole entire young life around Black people and that culture and what they, and, you know, I've never been raised to dislike someone because of the color of their skin. Find it taboo to me. It's like, I know that there are many, many people out there that think like this and act like this, but I've always been raised to judge people by their character and not the color of their skin. And like I said, I have been raised in a church that was very predominantly African American. So, I've just been raised, I guess, a more progressive mindset than a lot of people. And I know it goes a lot with where you're raised and what part of the world you're raised. But if we continue to hate each other in the manner that we do, I don't really see a positive outcome for humanity. In fact, I see the verge of a civil war breaking out here in the United States. We're a broken and very divided nation. And with that being said, the light workers that are listening to me this evening, it's us. It's up to us to set the example. And I have kind of been a bit mouthy the last few days with certain things. But one thing you can say about me is I have never posted anything derogatory about anybody's race. I even kind of refrain from posting about certain candidates unless I'm talking about their stars. It's the only time you're going to see me discuss that with anybody. But anyway, my time is up. I appreciate you guys listening in and tuning in this evening. Have a absolutely wonderful rest of your weekend. Be safe. And just remember, we're going into a waning moon phase after the 14th, so it's waning. It's time to refocus, regroup, and just clean up around the house. Don't start any new jobs. Don't sign any new contracts until the end of the month on the 29th. And the stars, if you follow the jurisdiction of the stars will never fail you. Remember that. Be safe, everyone, and I will see you soon. Blessed be.